I'm dumb. I'm slow.
You are brown.
Thanks for taking it there.
I'm just kidding. I am brown also.
I'm just more brown.
You're just a darker brown.
I'm just obviously brown.
I'm not. Episode 4! Or 3, not take 2.
Yeah, 3, take 2. Are you glaring at me? Slightly?
No. My eyes are like super wide open.
They don't look super wide open.
I can't see you because the light is coming from behind you.
Oh, okay.
Are you glaring at me?
How about now?
You're gonna knock over your drink. This whole intro is ruined. You gotta chop it up and fix it.
I will. I'll chop it into pieces.
My here we go is very enthusiastic.
It was. No, that's the intro. That's it. Right there.
Take 2.2. We're here. Doing a podcast.
Yes, we are.
That was the sound of rolling thunder. You probably didn't hear it.
Probably not. But if you did, that's what that was. Not a fart.
I would hope not.
Well, I did just have Taco Bell, so we'll see about later.
I have never gotten sick from Taco Bell.
Me neither. I've never gotten sick from Taco Cabana.
Me neither.
I've never had a Cabana Bowl, though.
I have.
Whenever anybody's gotten sick from Taco Cabana, it's always been because they've had a Cabana Bowl, so.
I don't see why, though. It's not anything different than what they put in the other stuff. Maybe it's because we're brown.
Maybe. Maybe their stomachs just aren't equipped for it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, people can't eat spicy stuff?
Yeah. Probably. I'm scared it's not going to record again. My voice is just cracked right there. It looks like it's going good.
Yeah. Well, halfway through, we could take a break and...
And check it.
Evaluate.
Okay.
So at least we'll have half the show.
Yeah. Should we tell people what they're listening to, or just let them keep guessing?
They're listening to us.
Well, yeah.
That was obvious.
Well, I mean, the name of the show.
Oh!
And who us are.
No. This is the 8-Bit Show.
8-Bit Show.
8 bits of show?
Yes.
Very small.
That's 4 bits per person here.
When do we reach our limit?
What do you mean? How many bits?
4 bits. When are our 4 bits up?
At the end of our lives.
Oh. That's a long bit.
Yeah.
They got a lot of room.
I'm Frankie.
And Ashley.
That's it. It's over. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Yeah.
We're going to talk to you about some video games.
Well, should we recap what happened, why this is take 2?
Yeah, no, let's talk about it.
So we did episode 3. It was a solid 2 hours.
I think it was like an hour and a half.
Mostly me talking.
It was.
It's a good thing I took notes. I could briefly go over it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm prepared for these things. Unlike some butter.
Continue.
I forgot where I was going.
All the notes?
The trash talking took over. No. Technical difficulties and Frankie's audio disappeared.
Yeah.
So.
It was real depressing, guys.
If you want to hear a very one-sided.
Hey, now it'll go from you doing most of the talking to you doing all the talking.
I guess that's fair. You've been forewarned. We'll just crop it in now. This one's done. In the works. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, unfortunate. I'm not sure what happened, but Hopefully it doesn't happen again. That's why I'm worried.
It's fair.
But looks like we're going good, so.
That heavy breathing is not me.
That's our special guest, Stephanie.
The Franken dog.
She's just a hyper puppy.
Where should we start?
Well, let's start where we left off. Last conversation that we had for the now deceased episode. I got to pour one out for it.
Talk about Splatoon 2.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot.
Campaign or online?
I've been playing a lot of online. I played a good chunk of the campaign. I shouldn't say good chunk. I played like the whole first section and two levels of the second one.
Okay.
One or two. I can't remember. But this week I've been playing a lot of the multiplayer that I can gear up for the Splatfest.
We are behind. I don't think we've played it in a while. Like, at all last week. But the first week, we were super into it. It's a lot of fun. I think the only complaint that I've had so far is changing your weapon.
Yeah.
You have to back out of the party, change it, and then find a new party. Or if you're with friends, wait for everybody to regroup.
Yeah. And what really bothers me about that is, when you're playing against somebody, so this happened to me really recently. I normally don't get really pissed off at video games in general, but multiplayer games, like, I do. Splatoon, not so much, except for this last week when I had a match where, a few matches, I should say, where I'm assuming it was the same guys that were just wrecking me and a few other people over and over and over again. Like, could not win. It was like five straight horrible matches in a row. Yeah, but it's like, if I want to try to adjust to the way that they're playing and pick different weapons, well, you leave the whole lobby, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't even know if you're going to join up with them again, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really exact that revenge that you want, which is
a little disappointing. Yeah, and I feel like, because people, like, drop in and out of the lobby so often, that they could just make it, like, a quick menu, at least have, like, a couple preset things that you could pick from.
Yeah.
So you at least have some options. Would be nice.
Indeed.
Or like when you're on a really good team, but you don't need three rollers.
Yeah, right?
So you want to do something else.
Yeah, it's the way the matchmaking, no, I shouldn't say the way it works, but the way the setup is for it, it's not ideal. It's definitely not the best. And what's unfortunate is that it's pretty much brought exactly over from the first one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt like that was a place where a lot of people complained about, and Nintendo didn't do anything at all to address that issue.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of unfortunate. But, so how far did you get on the single player again?
The first mission.
Oh.
Yeah, I said, we have not played it since that week.
So, you should go over again the story, since you did not go over it, since we don't have the recording of what you did last week.
I don't remember what all I did.
You just explained what happened.
So, the first one is that Earth flooded, and the marine life had to... Well, they kind of took over. And then the waters receded. And... Oh my gosh. Sorry. I'm trying to make a coaster. I guess a real coaster would work. There's no room.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Astronaut Mike Dexter. Okay. So Earth flooded. Ice caps melted. Marine life was the new number one. The waters receded. The marine life adapts to living on the land that there is. And then the Octarians? Mm-hmm. Is that what they are?
Yeah, I think so.
Them Octavians. And the Inklings are duking it out. So at the end of Splatoon 1, you end up taking the Zapfish from them. And it seems like their world is kind of in shambles. And the start of 2, here's Zapfish has gone missing. Along with the pink one. I don't know if it's Callie or Marie.
I think it's...
I don't know. The pink one.
The pink ranger.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
So, that's where the campaign starts.
Oh, but I remember the really cool detail that you told me that I didn't realize was how the last Splatfest was determined.
Oh, yes. For the first game, the last Splatfest, the loser, which was the pink one, named to be determined, is the one that ends up as the missing party for the second one.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think that's clever, personally.
So now you're working with the green one to find the Zapfish because you're recruited to be a secret agent.
Agent 4.
You get a hand-me-down suit, and she thinks you talk too much. That's or she funny. Just doesn't like you.
Yeah, I think she just doesn't like you.
But, yeah.
I like hitting her with the gun.
And then she tilts her umbrella to hide from it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then she, like, shakes off all the paint. There are little touches in Nintendo games that just make me happy. Makes me a sucker. So everybody hates Pearl.
I don't hate her. I think the other one's a lot cuter, though.
I don't really like her. I've always been bothered by her.
She looks like a bad guy.
She does look like a bad guy. Especially with that tooth of hers.
Yeah, but it's the eyes.
Yeah.
And the other one's just so cute.
Yep. Agreed. It feels like recently Nintendo's kind of like using that to make her the bad guy in their little skits.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, good.
Unite
everyone against Pearl.
Well, I don't know that I don't know. I guess I'll have to finish the story and see if there is some reasoning behind that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe. Ooh. Do you like the new saying? Their little, don't get cooked, stay off the hook.
I feel like it's trying too hard.
Me too. I agree.
It's too many words.
Right? The last one
like,
was just
stay fresh.
Yeah, it was so simple. You knew what to do. Stay fresh.
I do like seeing the artwork from like the Mii Plaza. In there. Yeah. Some of them are really silly.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them are, like, way too good.
So I don't know if you've... Oh, well, I guess you haven't. The last few days that I've been in there, there's a lot of talk of furries going on. Like, a lot of talk of furries.
It's weird.
Yeah. Let's see. So...
Callie is the one that is missing.
We learned... Or something. Yay!
Mystery solved.
Indeed. So yeah, super fun game. Okay.
Rude.
Right? Hey! Shh. She must have heard a sound.
I'm trying to look here.
I know. Relax. Sorry, as you were saying.
Eventually, I'll go back to the campaign. I still have playing a lot of stuff at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm going to have to come over and hang out with you guys so we can do the salmon runs. Huh? Have you guys tried that?
Uh-uh.
You guys haven't done any of the salmon run stuff? Mm. So.
Oh, is that the horde mode?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we haven't done that yet.
You guys should try that. It's really fun. It was... So I took my Switch to work, and Star and I played one of them, and it was way harder than I thought it was gonna be. Like, we got to the last what's it called? Wave.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we died pretty quickly into that wave. It was pretty intense. It was way fun though. Like, I don't know, it was good stuff. I like the way they switched. So there's like a bunch of bosses that are in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all like kind of function differently. But there's one that's a real pain. I don't know if you've seen anybody ever that their special is like make it rain, and it's like a little rain cloud that goes mm-hmm. on. Well, one of the bosses like does that continually. And it's super annoying and super difficult, but yeah, taking it down is really fun. So
that's cool.
And I think you can have up to 4 people, but I think it's all local. I don't think you can do those over the internet. I'm not sure.
Okay, so I think that's Adrian thought that it was only like with people online that you couldn't do like split screen or anything.
I don't think you could do split screen. You have to do it. You have to have your own Switch.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think. I'm not positive. I've never really tried. We can find out. I don't know how to get out of here.
It takes too long.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Something that we can check out for next time. What do you think we run here?
Yeah.
A legitimate operation? No.
Shame is this. Find things out. Fact check? No. It's not happening.
We're in the Trump era. We don't do that.
Alternative facts only.
Yep.
Like brings you. Me to wacky inflatable arm flailing tube men. You're them? Supposed to say it.
Wacky wavy inflatable arm flailing tube men?
That was not enthusiastic.
Wacky wavy inflatable arm flailing tube men!
Yes.
Again?
One more time, just to be sure.
Can I do it, like, least enthusiastically?
Oh, wacky inflatable arm flailing tube men. Arms. For the Switch?
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. It's boxing. It's springy. You get to shoot things. And it has Helix, which is a gross abomination.
Indeed.
He's, as the name implies, a genetic material. Just a wacky inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah.
And he makes gross sounds and gross faces, and playing with 4 of them on the screen is hilarious. But we've been having a lot of fun with that game. I think it's still a lot of enjoyable times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as easy as you would think.
Yeah, no. It's easy to pick up, but hard to master for sure.
To be good at, yeah.
Yeah.
And the... Well, I guess all of it is like technically multiplayer, but like the non-fighting games are a lot of fun also. There's like volleyball and basketball
mm-hmm.
and like target practice.
I really like the volleyball one. That was really cool.
Yeah, that one took me a long time to get the hang of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not very good at it. But the basketball one, I dominate it.
I don't remember how that one went. Did you show me
the
that one?
The basketball one? So you, if you grab the other person, you'll throw them through the basketball.
That's right. Yeah, that one.
And then cool. You get points based off of like 2-pointer or 3-pointer, like where you are on the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that game is ridiculous. It's super fun, though.
And, I mean, there's not really, like, a story. Like, each character has, like, a little backstory, but not, like, a giant cohesive soap opera.
Yeah.
Just enough to know where they came from.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's something we talked about, too. Right? Where I had heard where the backstory of the entire universe is that this is supposedly official. I don't know. I still haven't looked into it, but they just people wake up one day and they have noodly arms, noodly springy arms.
To me, it seems like they just chose to do it.
See, that would make more sense
because, like, one of the girls, she has the springs in her hair,
Yeah.
And she has normal arms. But then there's, like, a robot also.
Yeah. And how do you explain the DNA? Right? It's, like,
well, maybe that's why.
Maybe he was the first one.
He was just a freak accident in Maine.
Yeah, and they're like, this is what happened.
Mass contagion.
We know how to give you the arms.
These wacky inflatable arms. I don't know. It, to me, it seemed more like a... They chose to do it to, like, enter... That it's, like, a competitive sport.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So they chose to get that augmentation. But I don't know.
Augmented... Armality.
Armality.
Anything else for arms?
That's all I got.
Cool.
You traded it in on the way here? No, I didn't.
I was going to say, it sounds like you really liked it. Why would you do that?
I needed money to get here.
Oh, you need money for gas.
Yeah. The $6.95 that GameStop gave me was worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it actually trades in for. I'm just making that up. It's probably not far off, though.
Probably not.
Let's see.
Does it have online multiplayer, or?
Yes.
Okay. I might have to pick that up, because that was super, super fun.
No, I might be wrong. I thought Adrian did play against people online, but nah, I don't want to say that and then be wrong.
Yeah.
So I will say I don't know.
I do need.
Yeah.
Oh, last time I said that I was playing Ever Oasis. And I was close to beating it, and I have since beaten it.
Oh.
Which is why I am not as far into Pikmin. But I'll get back to Pikmin. Ever Oasis was really fun. And I feel like a lot of people would be dissuaded by the demo or the first couple of hours of the game,
because
it does have kind of a long tutorial phase. So you have your little oasis, and you can find other seedlings to grow what they call bloom booths, which is like their little shop. So each person has a specialty. So like one of them makes drums. So in order to get the seedling that likes drums, you have to have the drum booth there. So in order to make your thing bigger, you have to do, like, quests to go get them and dungeons. And the dungeons are really Zelda-esque, which is nice. Like, there's puzzles and enemies and mini-bosses. And all of your people have, like, their own specialties and different weapons, and you level them up. So it's, like, a little RPG also.
Mm-hmm. You know... Fun.
And then it actually got pretty difficult towards the end.
When you were talking about this last time, it kind of made me think of, it was that Final Fantasy game on the Wii? Remember where it was like you tried to get heroes into your town? No. It was like, oh, my life is king. I think that's what it was.
Oh, where they're like the cheeky looking ones, right?
Yeah. And you're trying to get people to join your town, and then I think they have to go out into dungeons. But I don't think you actually got to play through the dungeons. So it sounds like that was, like,
maybe.
What's it called? Never Oasis?
Ever Oasis.
Ever Oasis. That's... Cause, so you actually play through...
Yeah, I beat it.
The entirety of the dungeons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so see, like, I felt like that's what was missing from that. If I remember correctly, it's either that game or another one that I'm thinking of where it's very similar. But yeah. So that sounds really, really cool.
I'll just check that one out. Yeah, so I beat that game... probably last weekend. And I was like, oh, cool, I beat the game, I can start Pikmin. I'm ready. And then there's post-game stuff. And I thought I was so close to getting all of the residents that you can get. And I was like, oh, I want to do this. And I only need like 6 more. And then I got 6, and there was still 3 that were question marks. Damn it, now I got to get these 3. And then it just keeps opening like more stuff. But it keeps... reeling me in.
Yeah. Well, if it's super fun, that's awesome.
Though, finally, right? I had to be like, no, I only have 2 days to play Pikmin. I need something to say. So I'll go back to it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's definitely worth playing.
Yeah, I definitely need to check it out. It sounds really cool. But it does look like there's 2-4 player online multiplayer for ARMS.
That's good. Keep in mind, with a 2-player, you do need to be more teamwork-oriented.
Yeah.
Because you're tethered together. So, it makes it challenging in its own way.
So what's really funny about Helix is he just looks so awkward. And then you're tethered together, and it's just so...
Even worse.
Yeah.
It amplifies it, and then he just screams, and...
Yeah, and he makes it's the worst faces, seriously.
Yes.
It's good stuff, though.
Hyperlight Drifter. Talked about last time, because Adrian and I played and beat that.
Mm-hmm.
And the soundtrack for it was so good.
Yep.
And the art is so good. And I don't know what happened with the story. Because nobody talks at all. Like, you just get these little pictures that tell you kind of what's going on. And I guess we saved the world, but...
Oh. Sounds like the life of a hero.
Yeah. The disappointing part was we didn't realize the co-op until the very end.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that.
But, I mean, I think we played it on normal, so we'll probably go back and do the co-op on hard, at least.
Yeah.
Have a new challenge. You didn't talk about anything last time? You want to recap?
All I talked about was Zelda. But I was waiting for you to be done.
Oh. Cave Story, we beat that.
Oh, yeah.
The truest ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
That game has such good music.
Jason picked it up. Jason actually finally got a Switch.
Nice.
So he picked that up, along with Mario Kart 8.
Nice.
Yeah, I really need to play through Cave Story though, because I bought it for something.
but I never actually. It's on Steam. It's on the 3DS.
I think I might have it on the 3DS.
And then for the Switch.
I don't think I ever got very far in it. That or Fez. Two games that I really wanted to play before they came out, and then I just didn't.
Yes. I played probably like halfway through on the 3DS for Cave Story, and then, as I usually do, I got sidetracked with other stuff.
Yeah.
But it was really good. The ending, to get the best ending, was really difficult at the end, because of the super long dungeon with like 5 boss fights in a row, and...
Oh, yeah.
Very tedious.
And you said you had to beat all of it?
All of it in one go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you die at any part of it, you have to start over from the beginning of the dungeon.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Oh. But it was worth it. It gives you a lot more of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just get like little pieces here and there, like why the things that are happening are happening. So it really... flushes it out.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's the truest of endings?
Mm-hmm.
Nifty.
That's it.
Check it out, kids.
Check it out. I'm excited for Hollow Knight to come to the Switch with all of the DLCs.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any extra content coming?
I'm not sure. But I just know all of the DLC is going to be included with it for free.
I am not familiar with it. I remember seeing that it was coming to the Switch, and I saw the ad, but...
So you could currently, I think you could get it on Steam, and it's like a Castlevania-esque platformer. And the music, at least from what I've seen, and like the few videos I've watched, is really good. The artwork's really good.
Mm-hmm. So you haven't actually played it on the Steams?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe we can both pick that up. It'll be something we can go super in-depth into.
Yeah. So Zelda, what were your final thoughts?
Okay.
You finally beat it.
Oh yeah, that's right, huh? So I did beat it. It was
easier than I wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. But, again, I mean, I felt so overpowered at the end. I mean, I was taking down all the Lynels relatively easy. I was, at the point where I was at, I was trying to find, the last three or four shrines that I needed. I can't remember mm-hmm. how many I had left. But yeah, I was like, I finally just got tired of it. I was just like, all right, I'm just going to go beat the game. You know, whatever.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened with us. But we were not as close to that. I think we had like 10 to 15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And I was... So, I don't... I still don't know, because I... Damn it, I don't know where to begin with this. I'm stammering over everything. These aren't real words. So when I picked up the Switch, I decided, okay, I'm gonna get Breath of the Wild again and get all of the DLC and everything. And I had made that decision beforehand, actually, that you know I knew I was gonna get it on the Switch, so there's no point in me getting the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
So going through it again, it was really nice to see that I could start up the hard mode right away. I didn't have to beat the game all over again. So I go on a hard mode right away and I'm getting my ass just completely handed to me. it's like in the very first part on the Great Plateau, there's a Lynel there.
Like right out of your resurrection chamber?
Not like right out of it, but it's like, so you go to the first tower, you get the thing, you go to the second, you go to the first shrine that you see, you know, and then you finally get, okay, you need to go find these other three shrines, and so I go to the next nearest one that I know of, and there's a Lynel, like, in between me and it, and I'm just like, crap. Like, I don't know. And then on top of that, I'd gotten really good at deflecting the light beams, the laser beams from the guardians.
Oh, yeah.
But they do this thing now where every now and then, when they would normally shoot their laser beam at you, they don't. They, like, pause for, like, a few seconds, and then shoot it at you.
Well, so you're just completely thrown off.
Yeah, and so it's just like, they don't shoot, and like, at first all I was doing, I just kept hitting the button like, oh, I don't know when it's coming, what's going to happen? And yeah, it was just like complete panic mode. But I think I'm starting to finally get the hang of it. It's really nice with the Korok mask, because...
Mm-hmm.
Being able to find the Korok seeds easily.
Yeah.
Easier. You had mentioned last time that, you know, when you're near one, you can hear its little sound that it makes.
Mm-hmm.
But, having the Korok mask makes it, like, a lot more obvious. And it's a pretty good size radius. So you don't have to be, like, right on top of it. It's big enough where you kind of have to look around, but usually, since for the most part, every single one that I found is under a rock, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty much, oh, where's the nearest rock? Go pick it up and find it. I don't know if this is just in the hard mode, but there's a place that I would like to go to in the normal mode where there's a bunch of mushrooms. So every time a blood moon came and
mm-hmm.
everything grew back, I would go over there and just pick up all the mushrooms, and there's a few... what are they called? Ores?
Oh, okay.
Around there, too. And it's, like, in this forest area. It's by where the guardian of the forest is. The elk thingy, mabobber, ghost, bloopy-looking.
On that mountain?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's an area up there that has a bunch of stuff. But this time around, I don't know if this is just in hard mode, but I found there's a... what are they called? Durians? Durians? I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. The fruit.
Oh, durian. Yeah.
So there's a bunch of those trees that are like right around the corner. And then, right by there, there's a bunch of something else that you could collect. Like, on that mountain, there's just all sorts of things that you can find. It was really, really cool. So you could spend like a good, like, 10 minutes just like stocking up on all sorts of junk,
mm-hmm.
like super useful junk.
So, but yeah, I don't know if that's just in the hard mode or not. Where I'm at currently is I finally got the Master Sword.
Okay.
And so, since I did that, I've been doing the stupid Master Sword challenge thing as part of the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's freaking hard. You start off, the very first stage is, it's like a, what's it called, Eventide Island?
Mm-hmm.
Where you get all your stuff taken away from you, and you have to just use your skills. You get to take every stage, you get to take whatever you found in that stage to the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, you start off with nothing. There's, like, a branch in front of you that you could pick up. And then there's three of the Bokoblins off around the campfire, dancing around, doing their little thing, you know? But one of them, okay, I think two of them are blue, and one of them is a white one. And that first time that I battled them, it was a chore.
Yeah.
Because you have absolutely nothing, and there's three of them. You have to take down three of them, and then there's a fire right by them, so it's like, it doesn't matter. Every single time, they end up lighting one of their spears on fire. But they don't just have spears. There's, like, other weapons along on the side, too. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And that's just the first one, right? So I've only gotten, like, a handful in. Every time I keep getting at least a stage further.
Well, that's good. Do you have to do it all in, like, one sitting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the hard part of it.
You have time and patience.
Because the first time that I beat the first one, I got super lucky, and, like, they ended up hurting each other a lot. So so I ended up killing them relatively quickly, and then getting all of their spears, all of their weapons along with it. Ever since then, though, I haven't been able to kill them fast enough, and so since they light their spears on fire, they end up disappearing.
Oh, just breaking.
Yeah. And so I was actually, I'm so sad about that because I was so well equipped. but yeah, it's pretty difficult. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where that ends up if I repeat that.
Well, I want you to beat it by the next episode.
We'll see about that. We'll see.
Then speed run it.
I feel like that's what you have to do is speed run it. There's one where it's just a bunch of fire. What are they called? The
slimes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it was stupid.
Fair.
Yeah.
I really hated the, was it the whiz ropes?
Yeah.
Because there was one of the towers where it's, like, in a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go across the lake that has the crocodiles, or lizards, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then up the tower with the whiz ropes shooting at
you. Yeah, and they're all lightning-based, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's the one in hard that proved the most challenging so far that I've done. It's just like, holy fuck, they're just on top of me.
Yeah. I think of all of them, that was the one that I thought was the most difficult.
You know what's funny? I think when I got to that one, I don't know what I had, but I don't remember it being that difficult when I first went through. I somehow must have got around all of them.
Hmm.
I don't know what I did, though, because I was looking, too, because I, in hard difficulty, I got killed, like, 6 times. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go up to this mountain and see if I can fly over there. Nope, that didn't work. Yeah.
And it was funny because there's the one, I want to say it's closer to the castle where there's the guardians that shoot at you.
Uh-huh.
And Adrian was playing and he did that one like 5 or 6 times and he couldn't do it. And me, first try, I just zipped up it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just how people do things differently.
Yeah, because when I first did that one, I couldn't get up there either. I don't remember what happened. I wouldn't get hit by them. I think I was running out of stamina.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was, like, trying to be careful. And
or you
I
get too crazy
wise.
With the jumping.
Yeah.
And you weigh yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely happened. But yeah. So that's where I'm at, though. That's super difficult on hard. And I'm really enjoying that. It's really cool. finding all the pieces of armor.
Oh, yeah.
Are really nifty. Have you seen those?
We have some of them. Are you talking about, like, the specialty ones?
Yeah, yeah, the ones that came with the DLC.
Oh, we haven't done any of the DLC.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you said that you hadn't.
I think we're waiting until this winter.
Until the second one comes out? Yeah. So they add... I forget what they add. It's, You played Spirit Tracks, right?
Not all of it.
So, you remember when Zelda's, like, possesses the...
Oh, the suit of armor?
The armors, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one of them.
Oh, nice.
And it looks really cool. I actually really like the look of it. The way they did it in here. I mean, it's pretty much like in that game, but yeah, I don't know, there's something about, oh, damn it, I can't even show you. Because it's gonna take me into the area. Yeah, that's the other thing about hard mode, you get one autosave and one normal save. That's it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
You just leave your system running.
Yeah.
Well, if it's in standby mode, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's not too big. Off. Yeah. The other full suit is Tingle. And I haven't actually gotten all of it yet. I'm really sad. I can't find the last piece.
You can get on that.
Yeah.
And then play Tingle's Rosy Loopy Land.
I didn't want to play that so bad.
I'll let you borrow it.
You have it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well then. And then the last thing that they have in there is Majora's Mask. And that actually makes it so that it's harder for enemies to detect you. Ooh. It's really interesting the way it happens though, because like if you put it on, as long as the enemy hasn't seen you yet, then if they do spot you, they'll just walk up to you and like look at you and be like, "What are you? Are you real? Are you not?" And they just keep looking at you like you're
funky. Oh, like the disguise masks that you could buy.
Yeah. Except like you can do whatever you want and except for attack them. And they won't bother you at all. They won't try to attack you. Yeah, and I think it works with every enemy. So yeah, that's what's in that.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you guys know if I beat it. It'll probably take me a while, but that challenge mode is hard. I'll do my best.
Next week.
I'll get on it Sunday, because I plan on splatting a lot. It sounds so gross. I plan on splatfesting for the weekend.
You could just not say it gross, and then it won't be so gross.
But every time I say it, I don't mean for it to come out gross, but it just sounds gross. Well, you could just say
Splatoon.
Okay.
I don't know. You have options. That's all I'm saying.
That's true, I do. I did play something else. Oh, I played, what's it called?
Before we get to new stuff, do you want to take a break and have a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. 1, 2, 3.
Episode 3, take 2. Done.
Welcome back.
We're short commercial break.
Yeah. I have an idea of what to put in there. Oh, you know what I could put? Somewhere. Did you see that they put one of the... They put a song from Splatoon on the Switch? Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know how there's, like, the news section?
Oh, yeah.
So, in there's a video that has some song.
Oh.
Or another. I haven't checked it out yet, but...
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Get the beats as they drop. Beep. So, what do you want to talk about?
Current stuff?
Current things.
See, I wrapped up Ever Oasis already, so that one's done.
In the bag.
Until I go back and complete it.
Hey
Pikmin. For the 3DS.
Hey Pikmin.
Hey there Pikmin.
How's that going?
It's really fun.
So how does it play? Because I know zero about it.
It plays... Did you play the Kid Icarus for the 3DS?
No.
Oh.
Well, I played the demo?
Where you move with the directions,
mm-hmm.
and then you do stuff with the stylus.
Yeah.
So it's cool because you could do it like left if you're left or right-handed, so you could use like the A, B, X, Y buttons as the directions,
mm-hmm.
and then do the stylus with your left hand if that's more comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the second sector two, and I've come to the conclusion that Olimar is not a very good pilot.
No, he's not.
He crashes a lot.
A lot.
So he's crash landed onto this planet, and you need to get Sparklium to refuel your ship.
Sparklium, ooh.
Which is just shiny objects.
Oh.
So you get these little gold acorns, and each one is a unit of one for your ship for fuel. And to get off of the planet, you need 30,000.
Holy cow.
So right now I have about 3,000. And then, like, the items that you could pick up, like rings or cell phones and stuff like that, they give you usually a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with the red Pikmin, and you get any of the different challenges. And then, with, like, the older ones, like the yellow Pikmin are for electric stuff. The blue ones are for water. So you get different ones, and I'm assuming that you, like, in order to complete it, you have to go back, because you'll need, like, certain Pikmin to do to get to different areas and collect all of the stuff. But it's a lot of fun so far. It's getting more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's having a lot of fun with it. Walking through the stages, there, like, you'll come to a new area and there'll be like a little cutscene where there's like a little bush with Pikmin in it and like an enemy coming by and have like a unique little cutscene. So you get, like, as you're going through, you get like these little snippets of them being chased by everything because they're so tiny.
They're so scared.
Yeah.
They'll get crushed.
Eaten. It's so sad when they get Pikmin. They get turned into ghosts.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm having fun with it.
Do the Ghost Pikmin have, like, an official name, like Ghostmin, or?
I don't know. But so far, I've only gotten the red, the yellow, and the blue. And then...
I imagine there'll probably be more, though.
Like, the rock, and the fairy, and the...
Yeah.
Yeah, I just haven't got that far yet.
Did you... get the DLC... You had it on the Wii, right? The Wii U.
I have it for the Wii U. I did not get any of the DLC, though.
Neither did I.
I don't even think I've beat the game. Because I typically...
For shame.
By myself, don't beat games.
Yeah.
Like, have a very short attention span.
Me too. It's okay. But I did beat Pikmin. 3. Is it just Pikmin 3? It's just Pikmin 3, right?
Just Pikmin 3, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do remember that was what I held out for buying my Wii U. I didn't buy it until the game came out.
Mm-hmm. And I need to unbeat it.
I did play a lot of it, though.
That's pretty good.
But I like how they give everything, like, different names. Than yeah. Just, like, a diamond ring. It's like an attitude adjuster.
Yeah, like all the fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good times.
And that one, there is a demo available. So you could check it out.
Mm-hmm,
probably
mm-hmm.
just the first stage or so.
Yeah.
But
I'll have to do that. Maybe I'll pick it up. I really haven't touched my 3DS, though, in a long time. I currently yeah. don't even know exactly where it's at.
Hopefully it's... didn't get left with your kennel and stereo.
No, it didn't. That's for sure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
We started Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age. So it's like the remastering of 12 that was on the PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hours into it, it's just as great as I remembered it.
Yeah.
Another game that I didn't beat. But apparently I was really close to the end.
Oh, really?
Was at the end, but his save data corrupted, so he technically never finished it either.
Corrupted save data is the worst.
But
corrupted data is the worst.
The cutscenes are so nice, and the music is great.
Yeah.
And even though it's like, it was long enough ago that I don't fully remember it, so it's nice.
It feels fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jason was talking to me about that one. That's the one with, what's his
name? Vaughn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, one of the missions is just ridiculous. Cause it's like a super political story line and you're in this town and you're trying to like draw attention to yourself. So you're just running around the town shouting that you're this guy from the resistance.
Yeah.
And it, like your radius for where people hear you is not very big. So you have to be like right next to them. But your character still shouts, like, his thing. So you're, like, face-to-face with somebody, like, these two people having a conversation in the street, and you're just shouting at them that you're this person. But your character's only, like, 17, and the events that they're talking about were, like, 2 years ago. So you're obviously not this person, because you would have been a child when it happened. So it has some cheesy moments, but it's funny.
Huh. That does sound fun. It sounds ridiculous.
And I really like the gambit system that it has for it. So you could set up, like, auto tasks for your party.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your healer, if somebody's below 50%, like, they'll auto-heal them. Or use potions for them. Or mm-hmm. attack, like, the highest level enemy that you're attacking.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So it makes it really nice.
Yeah, that's, that's what I was talking to Jason about, how Robert really, I don't know if he hated the game, but he disliked the fact that in the end, he didn't have to do anything for, like, the final boss. Like, he said he put down the controller and all the auto stuff. Just beat it for him. And it's like, yeah. You know, I guess you don't have to play that way, right? I mean, yeah. So.
Because, like, you could even set that on your main character. And mm-hmm. not do anything and just, like, monitor it, but I don't, because that's not any fun.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's how it's not intended to be done.
But I also don't play with the guide right next to me through the whole game
yeah.
and get all of the best weapons before I do the final boss,
like yeah.
some people.
Like certain people do.
So I probably was not as overpowered as
yeah.
they were. But, I don't know. I don't play it like that, so I don't really have that problem.
Yeah.
Have you played any more Overwatch?
I've played a lot of Overwatch. Actually, I haven't played for the last week.
Oh, so not a lot of Overwatch.
No, well, I mean, I played a good...
How quickly you recant your story.
I played a good amount, but, Splatoon and Zelda have been taking up my time. I actually haven't, since Doomfist was released, I haven't played.
We played just a few matches. Pretty much just to check him out.
Yeah. Is he cool?
It's pretty cool. A lot of his skins, like the basic ones, I think are cooler than like his specialty ones.
Oh, really?
But like his legendary one is pretty cool. But
they're having an event next weekend, right? Is it, or next week?
I don't know. Is it the Summer Games one again?
I think so.
Adrian was excited about that because I think he said the costumes are going to be only 1,000 gold.
Ooh.
Instead of the 3,000 they were last summer. So he really wants to get American McCree.
Mm-hmm.
He was so mad that I got it and he didn't.
I don't think I've spent any gold yet, so I need to rack it up.
Oh, no, I did because I bought one of the outfits for Farrah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the totem, like the Pacific Northwest one. I think that's the only one that I bought.
But yeah, I plan on, for the event, playing quite a bit. So, can it be cross play?
Yeah.
So we could team up and kill them all.
Just convince Adrian to play PC stuff.
How do I do that?
I don't know. Because he's like, oh, you can't play with a controller. I'm like, well...
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Yeah.
And I have one. So you definitely can.
Plus, doesn't he have a Wii U Pro controller?
Mm-hmm.
There's ways that you can set that up. As, like, to be recognized as an Xbox controller.
I have the Xbox controller.
But, I mean, if that's his, like...
Yeah.
His preferred way, because... I think you were telling me that that's his favorite controller, right? Because I think that's mine. I don't know. I really like this one, too, but...
I don't know.
But, yeah. So, he has options.
He does. I feel like he is more scared of messing up my computer than anything. Because he's not... Very,
technologically savvy?
Yeah.
Well, I have a computer that he can use.
We don't have anywhere to put it. We tried that before for Minecraft, and then he never wanted to.
Yeah. Huh. What about in your bedroom?
There's nowhere to put it.
On the side.
Of what?
Something.
No. I'm not going to junk up my apartment so he could not play it.
What about on top of their little... There's stuff up there, I know, but...
Yeah.
I don't remember if there's room.
That would look ugly.
Well, you can lay it down on its side.
Still look
ugly. Push it towards the back so you can't even see it.
You can still see it.
How do you know?
Well, you're shorter than me, though. I guess. So you couldn't see it, but I can see it.
That's fair.
And he's shorter than me.
Yeah.
So do you remember the ceiling fan light? How I told you it's, like, wonky?
Uh-huh.
So, like, we'll take the dog out for a walk, and it'll be pretty dark by the time we get back. I'm like, oh, turn on the light. And he's like, I gotta get the step stool. I'm like, I'll just do it. So I just reach up and do it. And he's like, I don't know how you do it, because we're the same height. And I'm like... First off, we're not the same height. I guess I just have longer arms than you. Like T-Rex arms.
Like Jeremy.
Yeah.
You need to get him one of the...
The claw grabbers?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and he bought Fortnite. So I've been watching him play that. I started my own map. Or campaign, or whatever you want to call it.
Do you only have 2 weeks to beat it?
No.
Oh.
It's not a mark of time. It's like a tower defense shooter game.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun. It's like an always online game. So you have different challenges. And it's like this storm came from outer space and it wiped out like 98% of the population. So you're trying to work with these robots on Earth to combat the storm and like the alien zombie things that come through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do like farm resources or like mine resources to build up your fort to defend different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's pretty fun.
Sounds cool.
The menu system is a little bit confusing.
Are there too many things? Is that what it is? Or
well, they're all like quick menus. So it's like hold B to open this menu.
Oh, okay.
To do stuff. And then to get out of that, like to go to your weapons, you have to do like a different one. So, I mean, you get used to it after a while. But
yeah.
In the beginning, it's very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope. I mean, that's it.
I think all I really have is... Damn it, I keep forgetting the name of the game. It's Blaster Master. Master Blaster? One of those.
Master Blaster?
Yeah. That thing.
Blaster.
Did I delete it? I deleted it. I don't know. Yeah, so I played some of that. It's really fun. I think I'm actually going to buy it because it's not even that expensive.
It was the one they just put on the eShop not too long ago, right?
I'm not sure when they put it on. It might have been released with the Switch. I'm not too sure. Mighty Gunvolt Burst? Is that supposed to be like Mega Man?
Kind of, yeah.
But yeah, I don't remember playing a whole lot of it. Blaster Master. Zero. I don't remember playing this a whole lot back in the day, but it feels familiar.
It's, you're really selling it.
it's super, super fun. Like, so, that's why I'm having difficulties like making comparisons to how it was like back in the day, just because I don't really remember. I remember having fun with it, but yeah, I mean it's very nostalgic. The power ups are really, really cool. It's just the way you go from a side-scrolling to, like, an isometric, you know, adventure sort of little sections in the game. It's super fun. And the demo actually lasted pretty long. I was pretty impressed with it.
Nice.
So, yeah, I think it sold me. I'm probably going to pick it up. It's only $10, so
I'm like,
why not?
Yeah.
I don't know how long the entire game is, but yeah, it's really, really... It's really fun. Power-ups, there's good variations between them, which is really nice. And like, of course, like the better ones come along as you collect more of the power-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see, so this is something I vaguely remember, but I'm not quite sure, is that as you get hit, you actually lose, those power-ups. So, like, you still have, like, your special weapon, but it's just, you might not have the one that you had, you know, 30 seconds ago.
And that's how Cave Story is also. Like, your weapons level up, but if you take damage, then they mm-hmm. lose experience, and they get reduced in the level also.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, yeah, it's a really cool mechanic. And I guess they have all these extra characters that you can get for DLC. I guess they were free for a while, but I didn't jump on that. At the proper time, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they won't be too expensive, though.
Yeah, they're $2 a piece. They have Shantae, and Gunvolt and Ikoro. And then I think Shovel Knight also.
Ooh, nice.
Or maybe Shovel Knight's still free. I don't know.
Shovel Knight is an excellent choice.
Yeah.
Have you played the Shovel Knight games?
I have not.
They're fun.
So, yep.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. That's the only other thing that I played. I'm boring, I know. I played Figure Out Dream Host Billing and Setting Up WordPress 2.0.
That doesn't sound very exciting.
It wasn't, especially because I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a setting that I changed or something got corrupted yet again, but like the whole website just disappeared. And I was like, thank God this is like at the beginning part.
Yeah.
Where I could just easily reinstall everything and just select the options over again.
Yeah.
Cause yeah, it like gave me this like weird error and like I couldn't get into the console or anything. Like it was just all gone. I was like, crap. So, but now we have a website, classicgamerbrain.com.
.org.
No, don't do that. I don't know who that is. Probably no one's, but don't do it. Could be porn.
.net.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
We could buy that one. I think that one is available. But I'm thinking of getting a shorter one.
Submit your suggestions.
Ooh, yeah.
To Zambot, at Zambot on Twitter.
Yeah, do that.
I will check my Twitter just in case somebody does this.
Just in case. But, yeah, so, you can already start getting our episodes there if you're listening to this, maybe here on the site right now. But, now we have an official place, not just Facebook.
It's true.
So, that's cool. Newsy stuff? Do you have news stuff?
I got some newsy stuff. I did see last week an interesting Kotaku article about the EVE Online corpse harvesters. And they're people that just have collections of dead bodies.
That's weird.
Yeah. It was an interesting article. And, like, people just started collecting them as, like, a different, I guess, trophy system. They kill people and their bodies get dumped out of their ship when they die. So just scoop them up.
Just scoop them up.
And then
there's
people that, like, only go for, what were they called? I want to say they were, like, the admin people.
Mm-hmm.
So they only collect, like, those bodies. So they just, like, set up their own, like, challenges for it. And then there's, like, certain ships that are, like, preferred for transporting them because they have more space. And there's people that, like, you could pay them to do that for you. Like, it's a service that they do.
Oh, wow. It's
interesting.
So you beat the people and then you pay other people to scoop up the bodies? Is that what it is?
Or, like, if you just need, like, someone to transport your whole collection.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Wow. That's
what it sounded like.
Man, it's really dark.
Right, yeah, like, if somebody has one of the bodies from, like, the admin people, that they'll pay, like, so many credits or whatever the currency is for it.
Wow, that's so weird. It's very serial killer-ish. Here's my trophy.
Well, no, I want to say in, I think it was Diablo, you took, like, ears of, like, the people you killed in PvP.
Really? I don't remember. I don't think I ever Diablo. Played PvP on Diablo, though, so.
So, I think it's just, like, a further extension of that, I guess.
Yeah. It's creepy to me, though. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, you don't have to play it.
That's true.
I don't think you play it. So
I don't.
You're safe.
Mm-hmm. I found a really, really cool article. It's, what's his name? It's, you know, the mouse game? that got shown off during E3?
Oh, for the VR?
Yeah, Moss.
So good.
Right?
Oh, where he knows sign language. He's doing sign language?
Yeah, I saw that one today. Yeah, it was really, really cool. Maybe I'll learn some sign language.
Do it. It's a valuable life skill.
It is. But I'm bad.
I don't know. Help you acquire new job opportunities.
That's true. So yeah, that was a cute little article that I read.
He reminded me of Mouse Guard, and I think that's why I liked it even more when that game was showed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because those stories are really cute.
Yep. did you see classic graphics were added to Cave Story?
Mm-mm.
Yep. There's an update today.
Oh, I was at work today, so I didn't see these updates.
Yeah. When you get home, you'll see them.
Will I?
Well, if you turn on your Switch, you will.
That's true.
There's something that I thought you would really like. There's apparently a game called Oh Sir. It's an insult simulator. Yeah, I have no idea, but apparently it's on now available for the Xbox One. But the cover just looks really good.
Why? Why does that dashing lady look like a man?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
It's awesome. So yeah, if you pick this one up, you gotta let me know how it is. Because it looks ridiculous. And the last thing I had somewhere. I can't remember. Oh, that's right. That's what it was. So the Silent Hill composer, mm-hmm. Daniel Lick, he died.
Oh, way to end the show on a downer.
I know. It's sad. Apparently he did music for Dexter and Dishonored also.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not sure what happened exactly, but he was 60 years old.
Hopefully he had a full and fulfilling life.
Indeed. But yeah. Hearts. When good music composers die.
More ridiculous note. Mm-hmm. I did see a thing about a woman convinced that she got pregnant by Snapchat using the hot dog filter.
You're kidding me, right?
Yeah. I'll show I screenshot of the post. I'll show it to you after.
Holy cow. What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't use Snapchat, kids.
Right?
You could get pregnant by the hot dog filter.
You can't. Did you hear about, it was some sports player who got busted for taking performance-enhancing drugs or whatever. But then he, pinned it on his girlfriend that she had actually taken some just before, he kissed her. And so had transferred it to him. And I think he actually got away with that argument.
What?
Is what I heard.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how any of that works.
I don't think so either. I'm hoping that last bit that he got away with it isn't true.
Yeah. I'd be very concerned for...
Who's making these decisions?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's even if that did happen, I mean, it would only be, trace amounts.
Well, it's people saying that they tested positive on a drug test because they had, a poppy seed muffin.
Yeah.
And, you realize you'd have to eat, a pound of poppy seeds for that to show up like that.
Yeah, they record levels and they know what levels are within the bounds of, other things being detected.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just black or white. Yeah, you tested positive. Like, even for weed, I guess, like, I remember people always saying, oh, you could just get away with it by saying you were just around people that smoked weed, right? But I guess, like, I don't remember who was telling me, but they were in the medical profession, and they said that there's actually a level where you can tell, like, if you've just been around people who smoked. Like, they know where that is. So, yep.
People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I got.
Me too.
Wow. Do you have anything to say?
I think you startled her. Okay, this sounds bad with just audio. No way to talk to your dog.
I was going to say, too, I should put some peanut butter on it, but oh, that just got worse.
This is, again, your phrasing is your own choice. It sounds bad because you make it sound bad.
I think I'm just so used to making things sound bad intentionally that my brain just automatically jumps to that now. Even when I'm not intending it to be.
You see?
That's what happens when your mind's always in the gutter.
Not mad, I'm just disappointed.
I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you. Let's go get tacos.
Didn't you eat before the show?
So?
Easy.
Alright, well, thank you everyone for joining in. We love you. We miss you. We
hope you get to hear this.
Yeah. Which hopefully if you're this far in.
You heard it.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, I'm still hoping you get to.
Yeah. If you didn't, then press the rewind button.
Or the play button. From the future.
So yes, now you can visit classicgamerbrain.com if you'd like to hear more of these delicious shows.
Streamed. Are they delicious?
They are delicious. If you could taste the audio, it would taste...
You think your voice tastes delicious?
I didn't say that. I said our podcast tastes delicious.
But it's...
You know how sometimes you can put something bad into something that doesn't really taste that good on its own? Like, say an onion into something and the total result doesn't taste bad. That's my voice. My voice
Your
is the
voice
onion.
Is an onion. It makes people cry. Okay.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Glad we got this
title. I think that's going to be the episode title. Okay.
So you can find us at classicgamerbrain.com, Facebook.com/8bitshow.
Si, senorita.
Twitter, Frankie1029.
Yes.
Too many zeros. Zambot with an X.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of ours are the same for Instagram.
Yep.
That you don't use?
Nope. If I put something on Facebook, it goes there. That's about it, though.
I don't think so.
I think I have mine set up for that. If I post a picture, then it goes there.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think you post many pictures, so I never know.
No, I usually don't. And when I do, they're usually only of this thing.
Frankenmutt.
Mm-hmm. Coming soon to... What is it? Apple Podcasts. And maybe other things? I don't know. We'll see. I have to figure that stuff out once again.
So you get paid the bucks.
Yep. All the bucks that come in, rolling in.
Donate some bucks, please, so we can pay him.
Donate some bucks so we can continue hosting this site. That's what you should do. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll start up a Patreon for that. for people who would like to, if you guys like us. Maybe not, because we might just be disappointed to always have $0. But, yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Ashley, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And...
we drove through the torrential rains to be here.
Right? Brave. I didn't do anything. I set up stuff properly this time.
We hope.
Yeah, we hope. Okay, bye!
We'll catch you next week!